This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just announced Justin Bieber's Changes Tour. Time to change. He's got a special guest, Kehlani, a special guest, Jaden Smith, and he's coming to Levi Stadium May 22nd. Earlier this week, late last week, we saw Julianne Hough at some kind of wellness convention. I don't even know where the hell she was at, but this chick was jerking around, like having a convulsion on a massage table. Or possibly climaxing on a, I don't even know what I'm allowed to say.
No, don't say that.
Well, having a big O? How about that? By this guy who is ripping an invisible cord from where the sun don't shine. I mean, do you have that ready?
I do.
Let's revisit this.
Let me tell you where it is. It is at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So this is like one of the little side shows that's going on there where this guy's like, oh, I'll rip all the tension out of your body with this invisible butt cord. God. All right. That's exactly what he does. Now she just continues to convulse. It looks like she's doing yoga poses.
He touched her in the diamond.
Yeah.
Spot.
Yeah, it appeared that
he fully
did.
Invaded her space. And it continues. She continues to writhe. Oh, now she's settled down. Oh, she still seems to be convulsing.
Nope, she's tripping.
I mean, he hasn't touched her in this whole time since the wow part. But the wow was definitely from touching the butt dot and places south.
The diamond.
It's like that was her cue to act.
Yeah. She does act on command.
Oh, God.
You know,
so dumb.
I guess, is this any different than the celebrities that go do commercials overseas? So
it is different because this is like
the
wildly ridiculous, right?
If they're doing Bluetooth paste in Japan, okay.
Sure, whatever. Sell whatever you want. But, selling me this psychic butt string, it just doesn't, that's not working for me. But whatever, to each his own and own paycheck. So we were treated to that video, some kind of energy healing treatment in which she convulsed and moaned as if she's either possessed and he's doing an exorcism or she's having a big O.
I wonder what they paid her.
Everyone thought it was insane. One lady put her on Instagram and said, "Gonna tell my kids this is The Exorcist." That inspired Julianne's brother, Derek Hough. They're both dancers. Mm-hmm. You know both of the Hough kids. He's come to her defense. He said, "This stuff looks wacky and crazy, but diving into it with the understanding of pure energy is a pretty wild experience. Maybe it's ahead of its time, but worth an open mind." And Julianne said, "I thought the same thing when I first saw it, too." And then he ripped the butt cord, and that was that. So listen, got back up from the brother. Should we have someone up to try it on us? I mean, it looks fantastic. It looks like you really, get somewhere. Wouldn't you do it if some guy was gonna?
I'll do it if you do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay,
we'll get a massage. He only touches you for 2 seconds. I can put up with that. I hate being touched.
Yeah, you guys could put up with that. You guys hate massage.
Yeah.
Although
he's not doing a full massage. He grabs her by the neck, runs his hand down her spine, and then rips an invisible
cord.
Someone
touching your booty.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like being touched. Right,
I'll put on an adult diaper or something, a little extra padding.
Oh my gosh. But then the cord might not come out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to be unimpeded. I probably have to wear a thong, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Where's my Peter mask?
She's got plain old, she has plain old like chinos on, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. You guys took the Peter mask out of here?
Forget, you ripped it off your head, Vinny. It was in 4 pieces. Stop it. No one even knows what that is.
Okay.
And don't explain it.
It's our best bit, yeah.
No, it isn't.
Fine.
Please. Happened at 9 o'clock yesterday. No one knows what we're talking about. this is cute. You know, the Super Bowl. We're all very excited about it.
Some people are in it.
Some people like the game. Some people like the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the commercials is, and listen, New England, not in the Super Bowl. I know this is news to some people. They just assumed that the Pats would be in it.
Well, so far as we know, they're not in. But you never know that Belichick
is sneaky. Yeah.
And he's cheater sneaky,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure.
So we might just turn around and all of a sudden
hey, how'd the Pats get in this game? That's weird.
Kansas City's like, our bus took a left. There's some guy holding the sign and
we went
ended
over
up
a
in
cliff.
A river.
So New England, not in the Super Bowl, but you will still hear some wicked awesome Boston accents. This is a Hyundai commercial.
Oh, good. I love this. Please let it be the guy from the fishing guy.
It's not the fishing guy,
the guy with Jay for a friend.
But it is people you'll know. Chris Evans, Captain America, is from Sudbury.
I don't know that.
And
is that Boston?
Yeah. And Rachel Dratch, who is on SNL, she's from Lexington. And it turns out that John Krasinski is from Newton.
You know it?
Newton, yeah. Well, these are all; those are all just
Dratch
sort of like little.
Used to do the Boston bit on SNL
with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, and that was a great bit, by the way.
The Pats. All right, here we go. Someone's trying. So you don't have to be in the car. You can just get your smart pack, and it pulls in. Because you'd never be able to open your car doors in there.
I love that so much.
That is so funny. That's a good one. Oh, that's wicked piss up.
The accent thing's a trip because the people with them who lose them for the purpose of being able to do...
Overcoming their regionalism in order to be a broadcaster.
It's so funny how it comes back so easily.
It's actually... The funniest thing is when I go home and everyone... Uh-huh. That's how everyone... And you just fall right back into it.
Yeah.
It's just not even... And then you don't realize you're doing it and you come back to wherever you live.
Whatever.
And it's falling out your mouth. And Future. They have a song together. It's called Life is Good, and we heard it.
We're off the commercials
now? That was it. Okay. I just wanted to play you that.
I thought Drake might have a commercial.
No. Well, okay. Maybe.
All right.
Drake and Future have a song together called Life is Good. He's wicked talented. So it is debuting on the Hot 100 in the top 40 this week. We'll do the full chart tomorrow, but this is Drake's 100th top 40 hit.
This is... Really?
Uh-huh.
This?
It's in the top 40. It's in the top 10. Find out where it is tomorrow.
The first sentence is him bragging about a watch. What is that? Why
knows.
Do people want to listen to this guy?
I don't get it. I can't figure it out either.
Where is the connection?
And not only that
the average person has with the Patek Philippe watch.
They just want one
I've
of
never
those.
Even seen one in real life. They're like
me either.
$50,000 watches.
Well,
they're
don't
probably
you worry.
More than that.
Drake's right. Drake doesn't have the $50,000 base model. Come on. So this is the 100th top 40 hit. This is one. It's actually going to be in the top 10. Tomorrow we'll do the top 10. And that is a record. And it's one that may not be broken anytime soon. Second place is shared by Lil Wayne and Elvis Presley.
Mm.
Lil Wayne and Elvis Presley. They have 81 apiece. Elvis isn't going to be making any more top 40s.
The
so
problem with
out.
This, I think, is that a lot of times these guys get, just for putting a verse in a song, they get... credit.
That is Drake for sure.
And that doesn't seem
and
to
Lil
be
Wayne
fair to me.
And Lil Wayne as well.
Right.
You
That's
know,
what
he
I
just
was actually talking
spots.
About. Lil Wayne.
Lil.
He does a lot of those jump in, throw a verse.
Right. Boom. Now suddenly I have another top 40 hit to my name. So Lil Wayne and Elvis Presley have 81 apiece. Taylor Swift is third, 63, which is the most for any woman. Drake, now, do you know who has... This isn't the top 40. This is just the whole Hot 100. So these are just, you made it to the 100 top selling okay. songs. Who has the most? It's 207. One artist has, and it's actually, saying it like that is misleading. One artist has 207 entries, which, by the way, Drake just tied.
Paul McCartney.
It's not Paul McCartney.
Is it someone more current?
It is, but it's such a, you're going to be disappointed by who it is. You've heard this before.
Hold
I'm
on.
Thinking like... Are you pointing towards Lil Nas because there's so many versions of
no.
it? Is it versions?
Double
no.
check.
Way worse than that.
I oh, think it's Paul McCartney.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. This entity has a total of 207 Hot
entity.
100. It is an I mean, I don't even know an ensemble. 207.
It's an ensemble.
Kids Bob.
Kidding.
It's not Kids Bob.
Oh, that's
good guess, though.
Yeah.
It is on that level. It's like that. It's that annoying, too.
I don't have a guess.
It's Glee.
Oh,
it's
Glee.
The cast of Glee had 207 songs in the Hot 100.
You know what? I love when Glee would redo the songs. They're cute, and they made them clean.
They were kind of cool.
Yeah.
Some of them.
It's adorable.
But, you know, it's just annoying that some dumb TV show has 207 entries in the Hot 100.
Sure.
But the thing was, after every, you know, they do three or four songs per episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, anyway, Drake now is about to pass Glee. Thank God. Somebody needs to pass Glee. I just wish it wasn't Drake. So congratulations to him. He's
yeah, it's totally
records.
Pitch shifted. Hold on, here we go.
I love that song so much.
Me too.
It's just so
I don't like
perfect.
The Forget You version.
The pain in my chest. I just
I
love it.
I wish you the best. Anyway, congratulations, Drake, on all your incredible successes.
Excellent work. Good job, Drake.
And then I just want to touch on this. We talked about Prince Andrew, I don't know, maybe last week when we were talking about Brexit. Prince Andrew is Prince Philip's brother, right? Is that no, Prince Charles's brother.
Right.
Prince Philip's is the dad.
The dad, right, the old guy.
So he's the younger brother of the guy who's in line to become the king, and he's a bit of a buffoon and has really stepped in it recently. He was friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
And was accused of doing this girl who was underage. I think they said three times from 99 through 2002. So.
And posed for photos.
Yeah.
Like they're all,
like,
this is her.
We're partying.
Here he is with his arm around her.
Right. Prince Andrew has not been helpful at all to the FBI or federal prosecutors. They're hoping to talk to him about Jeffrey Epstein. This is some, let's see, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan. They're saying
the Queen said I'm a nincompoop and I can't talk.
I'm a complete nincompoop.
And she made me move out.
Yeah, and she relieved him of all his royal duties.
Yeah.
So Queen Elizabeth's son, Prince Andrew, has not responded to requests for an interview in the Epstein case, adding he's provided, this is the lawyer saying, he's provided zero cooperation to federal law enforcement. They revealed his lack of assistance yesterday outside Epstein's home while answering questions at a news conference about victims of human and sex trafficking. As you know, Jeffrey Epstein hanged himself in his jail cell back in August, awaiting trial for this federal sex trafficking conspiracy. Prince Andrew's been linked to the Epstein case due to his long continued friendship with him, even after Epstein was released from prison in 2010, which I think was not even really prison. Didn't he just have to stay at his house for a minute?
Yeah, that other time.
He plea dealed that down to like zero and probably, let's face it, had some help. Let's see. So Prince Andrew is accused of having sex with this other underage woman. Her name is Virginia Roberts. She's married now and has a different name. But he met her through Epstein. He's denied the allegations and tried but failed to do damage control in the scandal, including an appearance on BBC Newsnight in which he claimed, I can't remember that woman. Despite posing for photos with her.
Mm-hmm. This one, the one you're standing next to
yeah,
in this photo.
This girl, do you remember her?
This girl, apparently you were at the club.
I don't remember this. I've racked my brains, but I cannot recall any incident involving Virginia Roberts.
That's a good one.
Andrew had said he's willing to help any law enforcement agency with the investigation into Epstein if required. But they're saying, it's required, and he's not answering the call. So there's that. And finally, we were talking about who owns Kobe Bryant's helicopter.
Right. We heard conflicting stories.
Yes. So I believe that this is
that
the final
Business
thing.
Insider, I think that article might be from.
Bryant's helicopter used to be owned by the state of Illinois. It is now owned by Island Express. The owner and operator of the helicopter since 2015. It's not clear whether he leased it full-time or chartered it as needed, but that was the one that he used.
When I said that yesterday or the day before, I don't know. What day is it?
Today's Tuesday.
So yesterday. I don't know the economics behind owning one or leasing it or just ride-sharing the darn thing, but I'm sure that's what he looked into, and whichever one was going to be
was going to get him where he needed to go every time he needed to go there, but he didn't have to maintain it and pay for its storage, et cetera. And so I'm sure at some there were probably times. And that's so Kylie had said that she had borrowed it from him, but he probably just gave her the number to call.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or she also said she had used that pilot at one
time. Right. No, she said she knew that guy pretty well, actually. Mm. So whenever they took that, that was that dude's helicopter, if it was anyone's. Wow. He was the one who drove it. So hopefully that clears it up a little bit. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Corona Beer has an announcement for you.
I can imagine.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.